Hello, and welcome to this week's TRC update from the Resource Center's administrative offices on Dunham Avenue, just outside Celeron. Seated with me is Steve Watterson, the Community Relations Director here at the Resource Center. Steve, welcome once again.
Hi, Dennis. How are you doing?
I'm terrific. And, you know, I always enjoy working with you, and so I have a kind of a lighthearted spirit when I sit down and introduce these programs with you. But there's a little bit of serious business that we need to get to here in terms of a need that the Resource Center has right now and how you are working aggressively in the community to make people aware of your needs and what could turn out to be an opportunity for them as well.
Absolutely, Dennis. Yes, we are putting an emphasis right now on trying to recruit more what we call direct support professionals. These are the people that work one-on-one or with a team to support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in our community. As you know, we operate a number of day programs. We operate 30 group homes. And so there is always a need for direct support professionals to work in those jobs. And that's what we are focusing on in September, because September, the last week, as you know, was National Direct Support Professional Recognition Week.
Now, we'll get to that in just a second here. But as this program airs on Wednesday, there's a special event on Thursday at the parking lot at Healing Word Ministries on West 3rd Street in Jamestown that revolves all around this.
Right, yeah. We are doing a job fair from 9 to 11 in the morning and again from 2 to 6 in the afternoon. It's going to be outdoors, so kind of crossing our fingers on the weather forecast, though we'll have some tents set up in case it is raining. But this will be an opportunity for people to come down, have an interview on the spot, possibly even get hired on the spot. And we would love to see a lot of people come down with some interest in joining the Resource Center. And I would add, too, that if someone has an interest in a job at TRC besides direct support professional, come on down tomorrow, because we will be interviewing for any position that someone may have an interest in.
And what we're going to do right now is go to last week and that ceremony regarding DSP recognition and celebrating everyday heroes. The next voice you'll hear is that of Joanne Bevan. She's an assistant executive director of intellectual and developmental disabilities services here at the Resource Center. She kind of coordinates this program and knows a lot about the work of DSPs. And then you're going to hear, if you want to find out what the work is like and the gratification that employees have, from several of this year's everyday heroes. So we'll go right now to Joanne.
Every year during DSP week, we recognize a few staff that have gone above and beyond. So today is our Everyday Hero celebration, and we'll be celebrating 7 staff today for the work that they've done over the last year, extra efforts that they've made. Either they're another staff or their supervisor nominated them for this recognition.
So this is a special honor then for certain members of the direct support staff here at the Resource Center.
Correct.
Two things occur to me to say in the environment of today, and one of them is to just speak to the importance of DSPs to the whole operation of the Resource Center.
Without the DSPs, there wouldn't be an operation of the Resource Center. The DSPs are the heart and soul of what we do. They're out there day in, day out, 24/7, supporting individuals either in the community, one-on-one, or in one of our residential facilities, or in a day program. They make sure that they have the medical care, the daily skills that they need, or just a friend to go out with to do an outing or to go to the grocery store or to go to the movies. We had a number of homes that went camping this year, and they wouldn't have been able to do that without the direct support professionals.
And I understand that this is really an important ceremony this year in particular because of the great need that you have for more people to become direct support professionals.
Correct. Our direct support professionals really are working above and beyond right now. We are short positions, same as other providers and other companies out there in the community. But the problem is here is that we cannot just close. You know, we can't shut down at 7 o'clock because we don't have anybody to work. Our staff are needed 24/7 to support the people that live in our homes.
One of the everyday heroes honored this year was Sabrina Avery, a 22-year employee at the Resource Center. She works both at the Michael J. Raymond Center in Jamestown and at some of the ICFs or group homes. What is the nature of your day-to-day work in terms of what it is you do with
what
people?
What do? I do some of everything. I do anywhere from preparing lunch. Well, when I work at the houses, I'm known as the cook. So sometimes I usually help them prepare dinners. I help them prepare their lunches for the next day to get ready for work. I also assist with help with showers if they need help with shower things, stuff like that.
You like your work?
I love my work. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Really?
Yes.
So what is it that you love so much about it?
I love it because I love my clients who I support. I love them to pieces. I think of them as my family members to me because I've been with them so long.
Another of the Everyday Heroes honored this year, Robert Boo Thompson.
Where do you work here at the Resource Center?
I work at the Chandler Street ICF home. I've worked there for 20 years now.
And what do you do there at Chandler Street?
The best I can to make my guys' lives the easiest and best that they can have. And it's basically helping them through their everyday lives that they can do with, you know, like normal tasks that we all do that they have a hard time doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we just try to help them along to get to where they need to be, the best that they can.
What's the best part of the work, Robin?
The best part of the work for me is the feeling you get from them after you help them with a big task and they really deeply, truly appreciate it.
One more perspective now from another of the Everyday Heroes winners this year, Katie Loffenberger.
I am a residence manager over at the Party Avenue IRA.
And how long have you worked for the Resource Center?
I'm in my eighth year.
Congratulations. What does it mean to be a residence manager? Is it a big job?
Yes, it is. It's a very big job. You're a very big part of the home.
So you're kind of in charge of the whole place.
Yeah.
There's a real emphasis these days on recruiting people to come and be direct support professionals. And maybe you can help me and help the Resource Center explain the good parts of the work and why people should come and apply.
It starts out as a job, but we turn into a family.
You feel very close to the people you work with.
Yes, you do. You develop relationships with the people that we support, and you just become one big family.
So, Steve, that is what I learned here last week from Joanne Bevan and some of the Everyday Heroes recognized this year. And they're just emblematic, representative of all the other people, many other people that you have here at the Resource Center who do this work with equal passion and care.
Right, yeah. We have hundreds of people who work in that direct support role throughout the agency, and they literally are the backbone of our organization. If not for them, our organization doesn't work.
And need more, which is the reason for the job fair tomorrow at the Healing Word Ministries on West 3rd Street in Jamestown. To move beyond that for just a moment, Steve, there are other things happening or maybe not happening at the Resource Center that you want to inform the public about here.
Yeah. Today at Applebee's, both in Lakewood and Dunkirk, we are doing a fundraiser for our Step Up for Autism event. It's called Carry Out for a Cause. In order to do this, you need to go online to the Applebee's website, use the Applebee's app, and either log into your account or create an account for free, place your order, and some of the proceeds, 15%, I think, of the cost of your bill will be directed to our Step Up for Autism event.
And this is Wednesday only?
This is Wednesday only, today only, all day long. I think they open at 11.
Okay.
The other thing that's going on is that, regrettably, we did make the decision to cancel our in-person Step Up for Autism event, which was scheduled for this Saturday, the 25th, because of the COVID situation in our community. We are still giving people the opportunity to do a walk virtually, if they'd like, so they can go to www.stepupforautism.org, and they can register if they want to make it official. We do give people the opportunity to register for free. They don't have to pay anything. Just can sign on and say, here, I'm going to walk 5 miles to support people on the autism spectrum. If folks want to pay the $20 registration fee, they will get a 2021 Step Up for Autism t-shirt. But we're disappointed that for the second year in a row we've had to cancel this in-person event, but in the interest of safety, we thought that was the prudent thing to do.
Well, and so it goes, and I hope that those people who have a keen interest in this program and want to sustain it in the future will be supporting you this year anyway in hopes of getting back out on the walk and back out into the fair fall weather next year.
Yeah, we're hoping to.
Steve, great to be on the air with you once again for this week's TRC update, and we encourage people again to take advantage of the opportunity to learn about employment here at TRC at the Healing Word Ministries parking lot tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Dennis.